You've forgotten someone's name seconds after meeting them. Again, you've misplaced your keys for the third time this week. You've walked into a room and completely forgotten why. Sound familiar? Most of us accept these frustrations as proof of our terrible memory. But what if everything you believe about your memory is wrong? Your brain is performing miracles right now. You're recognizing abstract symbols, extracting meaning, and simultaneously managing billions of processes keeping you alive. People awakening from decades-long comas recall childhood conversations with perfect clarity. Individuals under hypnosis recite entire newspapers read once years earlier. Dr. Wilder Penfield discovered that stimulating certain brain cells during surgery caused patients to relive entire past experiences with complete sensory detail, smells, sounds, emotions intact. Your memory isn't failing you. You've simply never learned how to use it properly. Here's the breakthrough that transforms everything. You don't have one brain, but two distinct thinking systems. Your left hemisphere handles logic, language, numbers, and sequence, everything traditional education emphasizes. Your right hemisphere processes rhythm, imagination, color, and spatial awareness, everything school largely ignores. Think about songs versus shopping lists. You effortlessly recall lyrics to hundreds of songs because music engages both hemispheres simultaneously. Rhythm and emotion meet language and sequence. Yet you struggle with shopping lists because they activate only left brain functions. The ancient Greeks understood this intuitively. Their memory goddess Mnemonocene represented the perfect synthesis of imagination and order, association and sequence. Modern research confirms what they knew. Engaging both hemispheres dramatically enhances memory. Musicians often excel at mathematics because musical training strengthens neural pathways, benefiting both disciplines. Language learners incorporating rhythm and movement acquire vocabulary 30 to 50% faster than those using traditional methods. The secret isn't working harder, it's working with your brain's natural design. Superior memory depends on vivid imagination, sensory associations, absurdity, humor, color, movement, and dimension. These aren't just memory aids, they're your brain's native language. Try memorizing this list: silver spoon, crystal glasses, banana, soap, eggs, biological powder, dental floss, whole wheat bread, tomatoes, roses. Traditional methods, repetition, writing it down, fight your brain's natural associative powers. The link system creates a vivid story instead. Picture a silver spoon balancing crystal glasses that catch rainbow light. The spoon slips on a banana peel, sending glasses flying. The soap-covered banana makes you slide into exploding eggs. The yolks transform into biological powder, billowing into clouds. Dental floss dangles from the cloud. You grab it and climb up to find whole wheat bread bursting with tomatoes. Finally, you present roses to someone attractive nearby. This absurd story engages multiple memory principles: vivid imagery, movement, sensory details, humor, and emotion. Your left brain handles sequence, while your right brain provides imaginative connections, making the list unforgettable. The link system's limitation is sequential access. Peg systems provide permanent mental hooks for instant recall of any numbered item. The number shape system matches numbers to similar objects. One is a candle, two a swan's neck, three handcuffed sideways, four a sailboat, five a hook. To remember eggs as item five, visualize eggs hanging from a hook. The number rhyme system uses rhymes. One is sun, two is shoe, three is tree, four is door, five is hive. Master both systems for 20 permanent mental pegs. The Roman room system exploits your spatial memory. You can recall your childhood home's layout or navigate familiar buildings in darkness. Choose a familiar room and identify 10 to 20 locations moving clockwise: door, window, bookshelf, chair, desk. For a climate change speech, place a melting ice sculpture by the door, a solar panel on the windowsill, a windmill on your desk. When speaking, mentally walk through your room. Roman senators delivered hours-long speeches this way. Champion Dominic O'Brien memorized 2,808 cards with this system. reuse rooms by replacing images, or create multiple rooms for different subjects. The major system converts numbers into consonant sounds combined with vowels to form memorable words. Each digit corresponds to specific sounds. 0 equals SZ, 1 equals TD, 2 equals N, 3 equals M, 4 equals R, 5 equals L. To memorize 728, create Kano. For 5391, use Limipate. These words become vivid mental images for recalling long sequences. The system's power lies in organizing information. Assign numbers 1 through 50 to U.S. states, 51 through 100 to world capitals, 101 through 200 to historical dates, creating an infinitely expandable filing system. Memory champions use this to memorize thousands of pi digits or hundreds of names at events. Its revolutionary aspect, perfect integration of analytical left-brain numerical coding with creative right-brain imagery, creating memories that are both precisely organized and vividly unforgettable. Traditional note-taking, linear outlines, bullet points, paragraphs, engages primarily left-brain functions while ignoring the right-brain's powerful associative capabilities. Mind maps overcome this by creating multidimensional notes that engage both hemispheres simultaneously. Start with a blank page. In the center, draw a colorful image representing your main topic. From this central image, draw thick branches radiating outward, each representing a major subtopic. Label branches with single keywords or images. From main branches, draw thinner subbranches for related ideas. This radial structure mirrors how your brain actually thinks, not in linear sequences, but in complex, interconnected associations. Students using mind maps recall 10 to 15% more information than those using traditional notes. This whole brain engagement, left brain handling keywords and structure, right brain processing images, colors, and spatial relationships, improves not just memory, but understanding, as connections between concepts become visually apparent. Mind maps restore joy to learning by engaging your brain's natural associative powers rather than forcing unnatural linear patterns. Memory problems are actually retrieval issues. Your brain records far more than you realize. When you can't find your keys, mentally retrace your steps. Visualize entering your home. Recreate your actions. Reconstructing context creates multiple pathways to missing information. Memory works through association networks, not isolated facts. Each memory connects through sensory details, emotions, and context. Students recreating their study environment dramatically improve exam recall. Even more powerful is unconscious problem solving. When you can't recall something, instruct your unconscious mind to work on it while you focus elsewhere. Answers often appear hours later during unrelated activities, moments when the conscious mind relaxes and deeper memory processes surface. By mastering these techniques, you expand conscious access to your full mental potential. Practitioners report enhanced creativity, deeper understanding, and more profound connection to their experiences. The goal isn't merely remembering more facts, it's integrating experiences into a richer, more meaningful whole. Your memory isn't broken, it's been waiting for you to learn its language. The link system's storytelling power, PEG system's instant access, the Roman room's spatial brilliance, the major system's unlimited capacity, and mind map's whole brain engagement are tools humanity has refined over millennia. They work because they align with your brain's natural design. When you engage both hemispheres, create vivid associations, and leverage spatial memory, you're not forcing your brain to work harder. You're allowing it to work as intended. The result isn't just better recall, it's a transformation in how you think, learn, and experience the world.